This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. British police say a stabbing attack that left three people dead has been declared a terrorist incident. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
A stabbing rampage in a southern English town has been declared a terrorist incident by British police. Three people were killed and three more wounded on Saturday evening in Reading, around 40 miles west of London. A 25-year-old man, named by security sources Libyan national Kairos Ardala, was arrested on suspicion of murder. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said thoughts were very much with the family and friends of the victims, and that changes would be made to British law if necessary.
If there are lessons to be learned, if there are changes that need to be made to our legal system to stop such events happening again, we will not hesitate to take that action.
That report comes from Reuters' David Doyle. U.S. President Donald Trump relaunched his campaign for re-election with a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
We begin our campaign, and I just want to thank all of you. You are warriors.
With about a third of the 19,000 seats at Tulsa's BOK Center empty, and six campaign staffers having just tested positive for the coronavirus, President Trump opened his rally by thanking the crowd for showing up.
The silent majority is stronger than ever before.
The crowd was significantly lighter than expected, and the campaign scrapped plans for Trump to first address an overflow space outdoors. Trump blamed the media and protesters.
We had some very bad people outside. They were doing bad things.
Tulsa police reported just one arrest among the pre-rally demonstrators Saturday afternoon. I'm Ben Thomas.
Please go to voanews.com for more on the U.S. presidential election. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Johns Hopkins University reports the coronavirus pandemic has killed more than 465,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has the most deaths at nearly 120,000, followed by Brazil with close to 50,000, and Britain with over 42,000 deaths. In China, Beijing is banning imports from the top U.S. poultry producer, Tyson's Foods, after an outbreak of the virus. China is also ordering a Beijing Pepsi factory to close as authorities race to contain a new cluster in the capital. Health officials report 22 new cases in Beijing from an outbreak linked to a wholesale market. In Nigeria, doctors in state-run hospitals have called off a week-long strike over welfare and inadequate protective equipment as new coronavirus cases spike in the country. Elsewhere, Spain has reopened its borders to European tourists in a bid to kickstart its economy. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
Spain has ended a national state of emergency after 3 months of lockdown, allowing its 47 million residents to freely travel around the country for the first time since mid-March. It has also dropped a 14-day quarantine for visitors from Britain and countries in Europe's visa-free Schengen travel zone in a bid to boost its vital tourism sector. But there was only a trickle of travel at Madrid's airport on Sunday, which on a normal June day would be bustling with summer tourists. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The United Nations is accusing Taliban insurgents and Afghan government forces of deliberate attacks on the country's healthcare workers and facilities during the coronavirus outbreak. In a special report released Sunday, the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan documents 15 incidents of violence targeting healthcare since early March, when the pandemic reached the war-torn country. The acoustic guitar Kurt Cobain played for Nirvana's MTV Unplugged concert in 1993 has sold at auction for $6 million. AP music correspondent Margie Saraletta reports.
Julian's Auction says Peter Friedman, owner of Rode Microphones, is the new owner of the 1959 Martin guitar that was the only one Cobain played for Nirvana's MTV Unplugged. That's three times the presale estimate. Prince's Cloud II Blue Angel guitar that he played on tour during the 1980s and in the videos for Cream and Get Off sold for $563,000. Other items sold at the auction include Madonna's ivory gown from the Vogue video and Elvis Presley's macrame belt. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Sky watchers along a narrow band from East Asia to West Africa witnessed a dramatic Ring of Fire solar eclipse Sunday. Sunday's eclipse arrived on the Northern Hemisphere's longest day of the year. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.